In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. I'm going to share something small with you that you probably already know, but just share something so we can encourage one another today during the liturgy. Today we see a key verse from our Lord saying in verse 35, chapter 12, John 12, verse 35, it says, "A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." So the Lord is saying, walk while you have the light. Take care of it now, while you have a chance. Of course, we know how important light is in our life. Light is so important for our daily life. Like, especially for those who are in Africa, like, you can't do anything at night in Africa. You can't drive. You can't function. If it's nighttime in Africa, go to your house, stay there. Here is different, of course, but light is so important to many people around the world. During the light, you can see where you're going. You can drive your car. Like, you can't drive in Africa at night. Forget it. There's no street lights. There's no anything. So you know that at nighttime, can't do it. Darkness is very difficult. But light is important for everyday life. It makes us even feel protected. How many of you would like to go to Washington, D.C. in the middle of some dark alley at the night and walk there during the night? Not many people here. If you have courage, God bless you. But during the day, it's okay. I can walk around. I can see. People can see me. I feel safe. Light makes us feel safe in our everyday life. So light is very important. For me personally, light puts me in a good mood. When it's daytime and it's sunny and it's nice, puts me in a great mood. But when it's, you know, cloudy and dark, it's a different story. Also, light is not just important in our daily life, but light's important in the church. Where do we see light in the church? Of course, we see light with the two deacons holding the candles with the Word of God here. We see light inside the altar where the Eucharist, where the offering would be. We see lights everywhere in the church. Before the icon, sometimes we have a feast of a saint, there's a light, there's a candle there before the icons. So light's important also in the church. Also throughout the Bible, like, the Word of God is covering so many verses in the Bible here about light. Of course, we know in the beginning, God created light, right? We know that King David himself says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." So even King David knows how important the light is. Even our Lord himself says, "I am the what?" What? "I am the light of the world." So he himself says he is the light. Today we see also, walk while you have the light. There's another verse in Ephesians, walk as children of the light. We saw in Matthew 17 during the transfiguration, right, that the three disciples were with Jesus and he was what? He was a shining light, right? We saw Moses, when he came from the mountain, he was shining like a light, right? So you can see that our everyday life, light is important. In the church, light is important. In the Word of God, light is everywhere. So we know that light, something like, when we hear light, we need to understand better what this means. What is God trying to tell us today about light? You've heard so many times about light. Even the Lord says not only he's the light of the world, but he says you should be the light of the world. Right? So we know that there's something there that with light. We have to understand it better. Isaiah the prophet in his book in chapter 2, verse 5, he says, "Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord." I think that's a good way to start our talk today. I think our Lord is saying, come. He's inviting us to walk in the light. Come, let us walk together in the light of the Lord. This is what God wants to say to you today. Come, let's walk together in the light. So there's an invitation today for all of us to understand better what this light is and how we can walk in the light. Now, this is all nice, but what do we do now? What's the problem here? Who can tell us, like, think to yourself, who can say what's the problem? It's nice. We should be the light of the world. You come and invite us, inviting you to the light. Well, what is the problem? To understand what the real problem is, and let's be real with each other, let's look at John, if you have your Bibles, John chapter 3. I don't know if we can put it on the screen or not, but if you have your Bibles, John chapter 3, verse 19. You want to know what the problem is about this whole light thing? Everyone's excited about the light. I guess I'm the light of the world. I want to walk as children of light. But let's talk about the real problem, the real obstacle. John chapter 3, verse 19. It says here, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world. And men love what? Men love darkness more than the light. That's the problem. We love darkness. God's inviting us to be the light of the world, children of the light. But the bottom line is, let's be honest, we love darkness. We love our desires. We love our sin. We love it. We want to be there with it. And it says here, we love darkness more than the light. Who's the light? It's Christ. If we're honest with each other, our challenge is that we love darkness. I'll tell you something. I'm not here to put you down or myself down, but I want us to admit something, that inside we have desires for darkness. If we can confess that, if we can admit that, then we're on the way to the light. So our first challenge is that we actually desire darkness more than light. So this is something we have to admit. Every one of us has to confess this, has to admit this. Then we're on the way. We're on the way back to the light. Okay, that's number one. In Luke chapter 11, verse 34, once again, if you have your Bibles or you want to look up, Luke chapter 11, verse 34, you know this verse by heart. The lamp of the body is the lamp of the body is the eye. Isn't that right? Therefore, when your eye is good, your whole body's full of light. Right? Your whole body's full of light. But when your eye is bad, your whole body is full of darkness. Okay, so first step is we have to confess, I love darkness more than light. We have to admit that. I love my sin. Everyone think about their sin that you love, that you don't want to give up. That's the first step. Second step is you have to know that whatever you look at every day is going to help you to have light in your body and your life or darkness. Think about your daily life and my daily life. What do we see every day? What are we watching every day? What are we reading every day? Right? Whatever that is will help you to be on the road towards light or on the road towards darkness. Okay? That's the second thing. Third thing is, let's turn to 1 John chapter 2. I'm saying turn, but I know you guys have different technology here. 1 John chapter 2, verse 9. Hope we can put that up there too. What does it say about the light? He who says he's in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness until now. Okay? Sometimes we think we're in the light. I come to church, I'm focused on God, I'm in the light, but I'm still hating my brother. Am I in light or darkness? Darkness, it's clear. There's no, like you can't say I have some light and some, no, I'm in darkness. Okay? He who says he's in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. Number one, we have to know that we love darkness more than light. Number two, we have to watch what we have an obstacle. Every day we see so many things. We have to take care of that. Number three, some of us still have a problem with people. Certain people I can't get along with. Certain people, I hate them. Let's admit that. If we can admit that, then like I said, we'll be on the road to the light. But if you hate your brother, you don't get along with your brother, you're still in darkness. Okay? Look, there's so many verses here, I can't bring them all to you today, but let's get an understanding. The Lord says, walk while you have the light, or you'll be in darkness. You know what that means? He's basically saying, take care now. Do what you can now to walk in the light today before it's too late. Tomorrow, I don't know. Today, we should be in the light. What's our challenges? Number one, we have to admit we love darkness. We love sin. Number two, we have to take care of what we see every day. Imagine what you see every day. How many hours you spend watching American Idol and different things on TV and different Temsleyas and Hagat Kida, right? We watch so many things. All those things, is it bringing you light or darkness? I don't know, right? We have to take care. And number three, as a priest, as I became a priest, I know one thing, that people don't get along with each other. I hear all the problems of the people, this person, that person, he did that, she did that. Okay, look, if we can't figure this one out, if we can't figure out how to get along with each other, we remain in darkness. Darkness is sadness, depression. There's no Christ. So we have to figure these things out. Okay? So I gave you the challenges, but there's good news today. There's good news today. Of course, we know the famous Psalm 119 has something about the light. Who remembers that? Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a what? There's, you know, it's a song. We always like to sing this one. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Okay? So what's going to bring us back to the light? First of all, we admit that we love darkness. First of all, we admit that we're not focused on the right things. But really, most importantly, if you look at all the readings today, they're focused on the word of God. Is the way out. It's like you're in a deep pit, dark pit. And the only way out of this darkness is the word of God. If you let me show you what I mean. Last night's Vespers, the disciples were saying, you know, it was in John chapter 6, verse 57 to 69, when a lot of the people who followed Christ were confused. Why he's saying, eat my body, drink my blood, right? Like he was saying things that were confused. And Peter came to him and said, look, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. You have the words. We have nowhere else to go. You can see yesterday that the disciples were saying, look, we have nowhere else to go. If we leave, you will be in darkness, but you are the only one to give us eternal life. Your words, right? He says, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. This morning in the matins, those who keep his words will never see death. Those who taste his words will never see death. We have to keep his words. Everything today says keep his words. He has the words of eternal life. If we can keep it close to us, we can have this light. In the Pauline epistle today, it says, hold fast to the words that you were taught. Hold fast to the word, right? Of course, the gospel we know has many things about the light today, but most even later on in John 12, we can look towards the end of the gospel today, and we can see something very simple. Not simple, but it's clear. It's saying here in verse 48, it says, he who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. You know, the Lord put two things together. If you don't follow his words, you reject who? You reject him. So we know the word of God is the only way out. And you know that already, I know that. But the word of God is the light. It's a light unto our feet, a light unto our path. Right? Only way out of this pit of darkness is the word. Okay? If you reject the word, you reject Christ. Because Christ, we say Jesus is the word. He himself is the word. If you reject the word, you reject him. Now, everyone here would never admit, I'm rejecting God. I confess that. But let's go a little bit closer. Like, how many of us are really keeping the words, abiding in the words, tasting the word, keeping this close to them? How many times we watch something different than this? How many times we read different books, not this one? How many times we just quickly open the Bible and we read quickly, oh, yes, 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 and close it? This is not keeping the word. This is not sitting in the light. This is nothing. So we have to figure out today how to overcome this. Everything today shows us that the Lord wants us, he's very clear today that we need to walk while we have the light. Walk while we have a chance. Tomorrow we might be all in darkness. Let me say something about the word of God. Look, I can't teach you anything new. The fathers of this church, the best fathers in the world. I can't teach you anything new. But I can encourage you about one thing, that if you don't have this in your daily life every day, I can say something clear to you based on the word of God, that you are in darkness and I am in darkness. If this is not part of our daily life, we are in darkness. Every day you spend without the word of God, you remain in darkness. Okay? That's it. It's simple. This is the light. This is the lamp. This is what keeps us holy and pure. How much time do we spend with the Word of God? I'm reminding you. I'm encouraging you. How much time do we spend with our Lord? Okay? Today, all the readings are focused on that. Most of us feel death. Most of us are tasting death. What's death? Death is sin takes over and we become dead. Maybe some of us in the church today are dead. But if you keep His words, it's very clear. If you keep His words close to you, if this is always around you, in your car, in your work, in your home, in your hand, if this is around you, you'll never see death. You'll never taste death. You'll never be in darkness. So today was an invitation that we can walk in the light. You know, I was speaking to someone yesterday, and since I came from Zambia, most people keep telling me yesterday, Nawarna, right? Like you are bringing the light to America. This is most of the conversation I heard yesterday. It made me start to think about something. We, as the Egyptian Arabic speaking, we like to say Nawarna and Nawarbik and, you know, all these things. Like, we like to say, you are the light and, you know, you're lighting us up. I wish we can say that and really mean the true meaning of what that should mean. We should light up the people. Every one of us, when we walk around, wherever we go, we should be a light to people. We shouldn't just say it as like a good like compliment to each other. I pray that we can really be the light for people, and that like we can reflect light towards each other. You know, not just say these words, you know? So we have to really like pray for this, that the Lord is saying, I love the Lord when He says, I am the light of the world. And later on He says, you are the light of the world. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that like, do you understand what that means? That God is, Himself is the light, and He says, no, you will be the light too. Truly, are we, like if I ask you a question, are you the light of the world? That's a tough question. Would you say yes or no? We should be. Every one of us should be. If we're not, let's concentrate. What darkness am I loving to keep? What sin am I keeping in my life that I want to hold on to? What things I'm looking with my eye, I'm watching every day, not pure, not holy. The Lord wants us to be pure, but our eye is taking us and looking at many things, not good. How many of us have problems with our friends and problems with people? We can't get along with them. Fix that problem. That's keeping us in darkness. How many of us don't even really have a relationship with God, the Word, here? How many of us don't have this as like, how many of us can't say, I love the Word of God? I love Jesus through His words. And has an intimate relationship with God. Sometimes we get lazy with this. This is our light. This is our lamp. Light is important in our life. Daily life, physical life. But it's very important in our spiritual life. So let's walk while we have the light. Let's take care now. Every one of you should be shining lights. Every one of you should be like Moses coming off a mountain shining on people. That's how we should be. I don't know if someone invented something different and someone told you something different, but every one of you should be shining lamps and lights. When people see you, wow. They should be encouraged by you. How many of you, when you meet someone, you say, I don't want to see that person. And you go like a different way. And the person is over there, and then I go this way. Every one of us should be like, people should want to come to us because we have the light of the Lord in us. Our speech should be like coming out light and encouragement. That's how we should be. So I pray that we can recommit to His words. His words, there's nowhere else to go. Like St. Peter was saying, where else can we go, Jesus? You have the words of eternal life. You have everything. We don't need anything else. We don't need the rest of the world. We don't need all those distractions. We just need you. You have everything for us. I hope we can be like that. That we don't care about the things around us so much. But we can say that, God, all I need is your words. I pray you can be the light of the world. Pray for me to be the light of the world. Pray that we can be children of the light, as St. Paul says. We can walk as children of the light. Okay, so next time we say, Nawarna, Nawartina, thank you. I'm getting corrected. Right? We should be able to mean that. You know? And Even me, when I say to people, I really don't mean to tell them that. I'll confess to you. I'm talking to someone, I say the same thing. I'm like, but this person is not the light. Why am I telling them he's a light? It's not right. We shouldn't do that. But we should truly be the light. We should truly be the example. But don't think that you can do it without this. Don't think that you can get away with 2 minutes of the Word of God and be the light. One day, how many of you, don't raise your hand, how many of you take days off from the light right here, the Word of God? I can tell you that day is darkness for you. That day is darkness for me. I want to make it clear for you. I can't like give you something like sugar-coated, something look nice. I want to tell you the truth. This is the light. If you don't have this in your life daily, and not just like reading quickly, then I can tell you right now you're not in the light. But I want you to be, and God wants you to be, and I want to be. So let's pray for that today. As we continue the liturgy, as you're standing worshiping today, as you see those candles there, like representing the angels, you should be the same kind of light and angel in this church. This church should be lights today. We don't need these lights. You are the light. That's how we should be, like we said earlier. Okay? When we leave the church today, it doesn't stay here. It continues out there. We should be shining everywhere we go. Let's pray for that. We have the Eucharist. We have the body and blood on the altar. God can provide this. God can help us with this today. Okay? So I'll pray for you. You pray for me. And let's try to be the lights of the world. Walk while you have the light, or you'll be in darkness. And glory be to God forever. Amen.